Hey, good day, podcast audience.
Hey, your cell phone's ringing.
Don't call my phone. This is your guy, Kenny Hodge, and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Tonight, today, this afternoon, whenever you're listening to this podcast, we're going to talk about cell phones on the work floor. Now, I got to start off by saying, United States Postal Service, you should give it a break. Right now, you've got a situation where you are extremely short of employees. You can't operate at any kind of a complement that would sustain normal operations. Instead of spending all your time trying to come up with a more efficient way of doing what you are supposed to do as far as move the mail, you sit down and you nitpick about a damn cell phone. Now, let's keep it 100 for a minute. A cell phone, listen, cell phones are an integral part. Yeah, I got that from the clerk, national agreement when it comes to jobs. But anyway, cell phones are an integral part of everyday life. People no longer have iPads or the little disc that you carry music on. Everything is on your phone. So I understand when the post office says you can't be on your phone at work with respect to, you can't have your phone out watching movies unless you're in a break room. I get that, because pretty much, let's just keep it 100, there is no job that you do that should allow, well, not many jobs that you do in the post office that will allow you time to sit down and put a movie on your phone and actually concentrate on it. So I get when they talk about cell phones in that manner, but cell phones being taken out to answer a call, cell phones being taken out to change music, to update your playlist. I mean, that's crazy that the post office, and I work in Columbus, Ohio, so I'm gonna remind the audience of that, is and they're creating an atmosphere that says, if you take your phone out, you got a 98% chance of being placed on emergency placement. Did you hear what I said? Not being given a warning, not going through the progressive disciplinary steps, you got a real good chance of that management in Columbus walking you out of that building about a cell phone. But then they turn around and want to convince the public, we can't deliver mail to you except for maybe once a month because we're short employees. But they should also begin to tell the public, especially in the facility in which I work, that we're short employees, and the employees we have, we really don't know how to treat them. So all I can do is apologize to you for the original shortage and continue apologizing, because postal management creates a shortage that will continue for as long as they think that disrespecting their employees, treating them as if they were less than essential, as long as postal management thinks in that or has that mindset, the shortages are going to continue, and the public is not going to be satisfied with the Postal Service product. Now, before we get into the handbooks that govern cell phones on the work floor, and Bluetooth, because we have to talk about Bluetooth for a second, I want you to know that this fight has been fought in the past. In fact, I was doing a little research, and I came across a pre-arb decision. It goes back to 2005. But the point I want you to understand is, collectively, something was done about this. And I just want to read to you just a bit. The Seattle District Policy on Cell Phones came out in 2003. This policy prohibited carriers from having their cell phones on the workroom floor. Calls on their personal cell phone would only be allowed during authorized break and lunch periods. Sound familiar, Columbus, Ohio? This policy was grieved at different stations, as well as a class action for the entire branch. Yes, I wanted you to feel me reading that last sentence. Class action by the entire branch, collectively, solidarity. The dispute resolution team on January 28, 2005, resolved the grievance. The decision states, in accordance with Seattle District policy, personal cellular telephones are not prohibited, but cell phone usage should not negatively impact or disrupt the productive operation. Cell phones shall only be used when it is safe and reasonable to do so. So this allows the carriers to have the cell phones on them if a family member needs to be in contact or in any other case when it is essential to be contacted by the school, doctors, or other such important contacts. So before I get into Columbus, Ohio, and the post office's new demand on shutting down cell phones, I want you to understand that collectively, and it was in 2005, don't get me, actually in 2003 to 2005 period, but collectively, the NALC got together and they got a change done. A change was made. So I'm simply saying, if it is affecting, right now I only work in Columbus, Ohio, I don't see why. And again, as a recommendation or suggestion, the APWU and the National Postal Mail Handlers Union in Columbus, Ohio, link up and file that class action grievance. Because you got to understand, right now in Columbus, Ohio, again, I want you to know, and again, I have to be so much more careful with this. I want you to know that the Columbus, Ohio don't care. Or let me rephrase that. They don't show that they care by the end result about how much garbage, cardboard boxes, undeliverable standard mail. They don't care how much of that is piled into that station occupying floor space that would ease an operation. No, that's not important. They don't care that avenues of egress and degress from the main work floor onto the platform, they don't care that that's garbage in front of it to the point where if an emergency and you had to exit that building, you are not getting through that door. I don't want to mention words like fire hazard or maybe OSHA should come and visit. I don't want to say things like that, but I want to say that those doors are blocked. They don't care about that. But if a manager sees you take your cell phone out, you go right up to the top of the chart of public enemy number one, and here comes the discipline. Do you understand, postal management, why you're short personnel?
Now, let's not be deceived. There is currently a rule, regulation in effect, that says cell phone use on the floor is not allowed, but we can question it. There's currently a rule in one of the postal handbooks about Bluetooth. We can question that. As time moves on, technology evolves more, and we're in a position to question some of these old practices. Now, again, in 2005, Seattle got together and they made a change. Well, it's 2022, and mail handlers and clerk, we need to get together and foster another change because, like I said, in Columbus, Ohio, they don't care about the condition of the building. They don't care if they have enough people to perform a task. They don't care if their building is borderline fire hazard. But what they do care about is if you take your phone out. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge. I'm not going to be too long-winded this morning, but just to let you know, there is strength in numbers. And based on past practices, someone should be championing a conversation with postal headquarters to let you know that the Gestapo tactics that seem to be employed in some post offices with respect to cell phones, that borderlines to me harassment and intimidation. This is Kenny Hodge, and this is the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Please stay connected to the podcast because there is so much I really want to share with you. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you later.